The main point that we discussed in Perek Dalet was actually a pretty big chiddush, or two big chiddushim, right? On the we said that there are three levushim of machshava dibur and maisa, and as they relate to the nefesh elokis, and the only levushim that you can meaning. The only manifestations through the levushim of machshava, dibur, ma'isa that are of real value are if they relate to Torah or mitzvos, which is really what the nefesh elokis is. There are other forms of machshava, dibur, ma'isa that we have in our lives, but if they're not rooted in Torah, then they come from the other nefesh. They come from the nefesh habahamis. The chiddush that he was saying. And was twofold. One was that he says that if that's true, that machshava, dibur, ma'isa are that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one with the Torah. Say again. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one with the Torah, right? So the Kudsha Brichu is Chadhu. Then it comes out that machshava, dibur, and ma'isa of Torah is greater than the nefesh, ruach, and neshama of the nefesh elokis themselves, right? Because we said that those things are a piece that has, we'll call it ki'ilu, broken off or been separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to create the nefesh elokis. It's a chelek elokam mal, but it's a chelek that isn't connected anymore. As opposed to machshava, dibur, and maisa of Torah, Torah is a manifestation in this world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, the mashal that he gave was, he says, if you're hugging the king through seven layers of robes, you're still hugging the king. The king is still inside there, as opposed to something which might have less coverings, but it's not the king himself. It's like the offspring. And then the second chiddush that he said was that the closest we can get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually in this world, and not in Olam Haba. In Olam Haba, we have the opportunity to bask in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina, and here we have the opportunity to grasp onto HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina. Even though, again, it's going to be through multiple levushim. Now that he has told us, again, about the significance of Torah, the next parak goes a little bit further in terms of the greatness of Limud HaTorah. And that's how the parak begins. Ula tosefes biur, right? Additional understanding, again, to what? To what we just said in Parak Dalet. Ula tosefes biur ba'er etev lashon tfisa sh'amar Eliyahu les machshava tfisa bach. When Eliyahu, where is the statement of Eliyahu? It's actually in the Tikkuni Zohar. So when Eliyahu says that there is no machshava, there is no thought that can be tofes, that can grasp HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does he mean by the lashon of tfisa? So he says, "Hine kol seichel." When it comes, kishemaskil masik b'sichlo is a muskol. When there is a concept that you are trying to understand, you're trying to, as we say, wrap your minds around a certain idea. Hare haseichel tofes as a muskol umatifo b'sichlo. Your mind grasps it by almost surrounding it. You think about it from a multitude of different angles. And then that is how you are kone it. You mentally engulf it. Kind of like again brings the mashal some bring is the way a sponge, right, soaks up water, right? They don't turn into one thing, but the sponge, right, absorbs and takes in all of the water. And after it's again being after it is thought about and you understand it, then it becomes absorbed into your mind. Vigam, another dimension of the experience of how we understand things is a seicha melubash b'misko b'shoshe masigo v'tovso b'sichlo. But during the time when you are thinking about it, takes all of your attention, right? You are fully paying attention to whatever it is that you are thinking about. So what does all of this mean? So again, what he's going to try and explain is that what that means is when you understand that the way that you think about something, it can become all-absorbing, whatever it is. You might be studying, you might be pondering, whatever it is that you are thinking about. So then, what he's going to explain momentarily is think that what that means about your connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you are thinking about Torah. Because if you understand that Torah is this levush in this world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you are wrapping your Maseichel completely around it, then you are becoming, again, kviyachol, right, almost one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are really grasping onto him, and it completely captivates you until you absorb the idea entirely. So b'derech mashal, kishadam meivin umasi geza alocha b'mishna b'gumura l'ashur al b'riyo. So let's say there's a concept, motzi mechaver olav harai, whatever, a concept that exists in the Mishnah, a concept that exists in the Gemara. So hare sichlo tofes umakivoso. So the way to understand it, right, is that you completely engage your mind, and your mind begins to understand it. Right? This is what we called, right, the chachma. Right? You begin by asking, right, koachma. Well, what is this? Right? That's the beginning. It's the first question that you have to be able to try and understand what is going on here. Vihine. Halakha zo, hichach maso ritzonos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this idea that you are spending and your kochos and putting your mind into in order to understand it, it is also a piece of the ratzon of Hashem. She'allah b'ritzon she'yitanu ben kach v'kach, marsho v'shim ben kach v'kach, yiyapsak b'nehem kach v'kach. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to understand that the way the world should work is that if one guy has his beams leaning on somebody's wall, and the other guy makes a taina, take them off of my wall, and he responds, no, they've been here for more than 30 days, then there might be a concept of a chazakah. That is a manifestation of the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. That is what a piece of chachmas Elohim. So that's one mashal to be able to understand it. So again, we become completely absorbed with those thoughts of Torah. So you might think that that's only if it's practical halacha. So he says, "V'afim lo hayav lo yeh adavar zel li'olam." But if you understand that the Torah isn't. And I think this is the main thing that he's trying to get across here, is that the Torah is not a intellectual knowledge book. It's not about giving us certain rules. It's about giving us the Chachmas Elokim, and again, that requires of us, obviously, to be Shomer and to keep the Torah and to understand fully what the Torah says. But it's really about grasping onto HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that we do because our minds engulf this halacha. And therefore, it doesn't matter how esoteric the piece of Torah might be. It doesn't matter if it's ever going to be halacha maisa. It doesn't matter if you're going to sit there saying, well, you know, why did the guy over there with his chutzner is above the gog of the other, what are the chances happening? Who cares? Yes, on one level, we're trying to understand what the practical halacha is. But once it's a piece of the Chachmas Elokim, so then we become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as we are engaging our minds with that piece of Torah. There's never going to be a case regarding these particular sets of complaints. But once this halacha is a manifestation of the ratzon of Hashem, shem yiton ze kach kach v'ze yeh psak kapach, harei kishadam yodeh masek v'sicho psak ze, when a person understands it, again, because you need to understand it because you need the levels of chachma, bina, and das, right? So chachma is just very superficial. With our Bina and our Das, we become much more interwoven with this concept. Then what are we doing? We are grasping onto HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in effect. We understand it. The same way we understand any other halacha in Shulchan Aruch. What you have done is you are completely enveloping with your mind a piece of Chachmas Elokim. That's what it means that less machshava tfisa bay. That a machshava can't be tofes him. That doesn't mean that we can't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all. What that means is that the only way that we have in this world to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through levushim. It's through levushim. The levushim we can be tofes. What are the levushim that we need to be tofes? The Chachmas Elokim, as expressed through halacha. And we can sit there learning how to make a cup of tea on Shabbos, and that is the Chachmas Elokim, as it manifests itself in this world. So to understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu without those levushim of how it manifests itself in halacha, we can't do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give us the kelim, doesn't give us the kelim for it. That's less Bei Machshava Tfisim Klal. We can't grab on directly. But when we grab on to the Chachmas Elokim, that's a levush. And a levush is still HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but again, he's wearing a sweater, he's wearing a coat. There are layers. There are layers on top of it. V'gam Sichla Melubash Bahem. And it's not just that the piece of Torah is melubash in our minds, but our minds become absorbed with it, right? Similar to the sponge. Right? What happens when you have a sponge filled with water? Is the pshat that the water is in the sponge, that the sponge has become, well, you can, you know, lumdify it in different ways. But both are really true, right? They are independent, but right now it's absorbed inside. And the same thing is true here. The Torah becomes absorbed inside of us because we allow it to penetrate us. This is a type of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like no other. There is no real comparison. There is no real comparison that you can make to anything else in this world. This intimate connection that we can create with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Torah, through understanding, and whatever part of Torah, it is not something which is miyuchah, which is designated to a specific area of Torah, but anything which is chachma elokis, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealing himself to us in a way that we can understand in this world. So it is our task and our job to wrap our minds around it. So what do we have no parallel to? So as much as the sponge is a mushel, it's not exactly the same. Because it's impossible in our world to both engulf something and be engulfed by it. And that's what happens with Torah. That's what happens with Torah. We engulf it with our minds, and by engulfing it, it takes over us. It is this intimate merging experience that exists. Vizos Milo Yaseira Gedolov and Ifla Le Inkates. And this is something which again is so tremendous and without any boundaries. Like there's nothing else to compare to it. Afsher Bimitzvah Sidiasatorva Sagasa Kola Mitzvah Samaisios. That if we understand and we work and we try and master the mitzvos, again, with practical actions. V'afilo mitzvos atzlius b'dibur. Whether there are things that only require speaking. V'afilo mitzvos talmud Torah shebedibur. And even if it's just the mitzvah talmud Torah through speech alone, that is going to be enough. Ki adei kol mitzvos shebedibur ma'isa kadosh baruch hu ma'albish. Nefesh ha'kifo Hashem. As long as we have connected, whether it's that we're connecting through doing the mitzvahs, whether it's through understanding the mitzvahs that we're going to do, whether it's for understanding conceptual mitzvahs that we're not going to be able to do, either way, the aur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealed and then surrounds us. Me rosha v'ad ragla, from head to toe. ubiyadiyas haTorah, and through knowledge of Torah, milavaj haSeichel melubash b'chokmas Hashem, besides our Seichel now being covered and clothed in the Chokmah of Hashem, hinem gam Chokmas Hashem b'kir, but allows the Chokmas Hashem into us. As much as our minds grasp and our kona things in Torah, it grasps us as well. And people will understand Torah on different levels. We are not asked to master Torah on a level that's not appropriate for us. We are asked to try and understand Torah with whatever kochos we are given, and to maximize those kochos. Either way, we're going to be grasping HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, there may be a different number of levushim, but our job is only to do whatever it is that we can. And since through the learning of Torah, right, the Torah is absorbed in your soul and in your mind, and it's an goal for them. Lachem nikreis b'shem lechem u'mazon ha'nefesh. That is why in different places we give the mashal of Torah as being like the bread. What's the mashal of it being like a bread? Oh, ki kemosh alechem agashmi zonas haguf k'shemachinisu b'soch b'kir b'mamash. What happens? The bread, you take something which was external to you, you eat it, it goes inside of you, and not only does it now go inside of you and it loses its identity, it then in turn nourishes you and strengthens you. And it's the same thing on a spiritual level with Yediyas HaTorah. V'nepach shamed in physical terms, liyos damu basar ki besaro v'zayich v'zkayim, it turns into a chelik of your body and gives you chiyus. Kach b'yediyas HaTorah v'sagos v'nefesh, the same thing is true with the understanding of Torah. Ha'adam shalom dahetev b'iyon sichlo. A person works with the iyon of his mind. Right? We're not asked to understand more than we're able to understand. It's where we are right now. But if I put in all of my kochos that I have right now, where I am, into Yediyas HaTorah, ad shenitfeses b'sichlo, until I really understand it with my mind, as much as I'm able to right now, u'mitzached esimo v'yulachadam, and it becomes one with me, nasem mazon lenefesh. That gives fuel to the nefesh elokis. That gives fuel to our spiritual persona. From the giver of life himself, because now that God, who is covered, because he chose to be, within the Torah, is now inside of me. Again, I'm not talking physically that I can peek inside and find God in me. But the spiritual energy of our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what sustains us. V'zeo shekosev, and that's what the pasuk means in Tehillim. V'so rascha b'soch me'ai, that the Torah is inside my kishkas, is inside my innards. O'kmo shekosev b'seitz ha'chayim shar mendal perakim. Okay, it says in the Sefer Eitz Chaim, in the Kabbalah, Shelevushi an Hashemus began Eden in a mitzvos. The mitzvos that we do during our life are the garments that stick with our soul in Olam Hava. V'atori yamazal nafasha saske b'olam hazeh, v'atori lishma, k'mo shekasu b'zohar v'yakel. And the Torah that we learn properly in this world is going to be the food that sustains us even in the world to come. But we only have that opportunity to fuel ourselves with it in this world. V'lishma, what does it mean, Torah lishma? Hainu k'dei l'kasher nafshu l'Hashem aydei asagas haTorah shebisichlo. Torah lishma means that I'm learning Torah. Again, Nefesh HaChaim writes for the sake of Torah, but the sake of Torah means because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it and gives me this opportunity to get close to Him through learning Torah. So I learn Torah lishma. Again, it's not just for the sake of the mitzvah, but it's also that there is a spiritual impact of it. Okay, the food is this inner light. We'll have to discuss this concept of makifim. A different type of makifim are basically a different of these other sparks that exist. Again, we'll have to understand it more more different time. But Achein Amru Zal, just finish up the parak. Shebetalma Torah Shaka connected Kol Mitzvos. How can Talma Torah be like any other mitzvos? Lefisha Mitzvos in Levushim Levad, because each mitzvah is a levush, V'Torah Himazon V'Gam Levush. But Torah has two qualities. It's a levush of the Chachmas Elokim, but it's also this fuel that energizes the nefesh. And the more we learn it and analyze it, the closer that we get. And we maximize the effects of Torah more when you articulate the words. Why? Because then you're not just engaging machshava, but there's also dibur. And then if you actualize Torah, then it becomes more also, because then there's also the realm of maisa. Right? And those are the different levushim that exist. Shehevel hadibur nase bechinas or makif. I don't know exactly what that means, but clearly there is an extra side to the Limud HaTorah, which allows to engage it in more ways and have a better effect on us if we not only think words of Torah, but if we engulf our Dibor and certainly our Maisa in Torah as well.